Hi, everyone. Hi. So welcome to Shine Series, as you can see. So last week, we did Mastering Our Message Part 1. And we are going to be recapping on the 6 words. So repeat with me, hey? Okay. God, our sins, paying everyone life. Again. God, our sins, paying everyone life. Okay, and then we're going to do the sentences. You still remember? Okay, so God created us to be with Him. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Everyone who trusts in Him alone has eternal life. Life with Jesus starts now and forever. Okay, and today we're going to be mastering a message part 2. Hey? Okay, so we shall be watching the video.
So we just went down this hill on mountain bikes. And again, we had certain things we had to know, certain rules about how to stand on the bike, how to use the brakes, how to stay in the middle of the trail. You know, in the same way, there's certain things we need to know when it comes to communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ. And at Dare to Share, we have what we call the GOSPEL. It's the gospel acrostic. It's a simple way to remember the whole story of the gospel from Genesis 1 through Revelation 22. G is God created us to be with Him. We see that in Genesis 1 and 2, that God loves us, cares for us. He made Adam and Eve to be in perfect fellowship with Him, and He made us to be in perfect fellowship with Him. Then the O is our sins separate us from God. In Genesis 3, Adam and Eve sinned and corrupted all of humanity. Everybody ever born since has been born depraved, a sinner, separated from God. S is sins cannot be removed by good deeds. We see that from Genesis 4 through Malachi 4, the last chapter in the Old Testament, that we could never remove our sin by the good deeds that we do. The P, paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. We see that in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Jesus paid the price for sin that we could never pay. He lived the perfect life, died on our behalf, and rose again from the dead. Now E, everyone who trusts in Him alone has eternal life. We see that in the book of John. If we just put our faith in Jesus and what He did for us on the cross, we have eternal life. And L, life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. We see that from Acts through the book of Revelation, that once we trust in Him, we enter a personal, permanent relationship with Jesus. Now, here's the deal. If you're really going to master the gospel, master the message, you got to get that GOSPEL down, be able to communicate the whole story of the gospel, or you may just wipe out.
All right, guys. So today we're going to be sharing, right? And the question is, what movies contain a powerful love story? To what movies have you watched that have a powerful love story? So you can share in your groups. And yeah. Okay. Sorry to cut you short, guys. Okay, so can we have like at least one person from one table shout out what movie? Okay. Yes. Avatar. Titanic. Oh, wow. Okay. My personal favorite is Twilight. Yeah. Okay. So though like we watched all these movies that have deep love stories, he's like this deeper one, right? The gospel is like the ultimate love story, right? And how is this the ultimate love story? Because Christ died for us. Imagine, like, if you look at the person next to you, would you die for them? Honestly, would you die for them? I don't think you would die for them, right? But in Romans 5:8 it says, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So when He died for us, He didn't even hesitate. He didn't say, but, you know, this person might not follow me, but He just died for us instantly. He's like, I'm going to die for them, right? And so we learned that God created us to be with Him, right? And in Genesis 2:7 it says, then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being, right? We are a special creation of God, handcrafted by him, and we see that God created us, like, in his image, right? He created us personally, and he breathed life into our lungs, right? So God is a God of relationships, and he created us to be with him. He wants a relationship with us. We were created to connect with God on the most intimate level. We see David, he was chasing after God's heart. God desires that friendship, that relationship with him, where you talk to him like the way you would talk to your normal friend or your mom or your dad. God wants that with us, right? And so when God created us to be with him, our sins separated us from him, right? In Genesis 3:6 says, when woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Satan tempted Eve, and they sinned against God, right? So in life, sin, we see that sin is desirable, right? God, the devil, when he tempts, he doesn't tempt with something that is easy, that you can resist, but he goes to your weaknesses, and he tries to go there. And so our sin separates us from God, right? And you see in Genesis 3:8, it says, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So when they realized that they sinned, they hid from God, right? And when we hide from God, they sin, because God is not associated with sin. He's light, and sin is darkness. So you cannot bind darkness and light. And we see that sins cannot be removed by good deeds, right? So sometimes when we do bad things, like maybe you do something bad at school and they give you community service so that you work through that and you become good again. But we can't do that with God, right? We could never be good enough, right? Matthew 5:48 says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And we learn that the law is a mirror to show us our sin and not a ladder to get us to heaven, right? That therefore no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of our sin. So the word of God is like a mirror to us. We don't look into the mirror, okay, most of us, you don't look into the mirror to see how perfect you are or how pretty you are. You look into the mirror to see if you have dirt somewhere, if your hair is good. At the same time, with the word, it's like a mirror to reflect where you are with God. It's not something that you can use and say as a ladder to heaven, but it helps you see where you are and where God is. And so the good news is that paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Isaiah 58:5-6 says, but he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We are like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So Jesus died in our place for our sins. Once again, we see that love, that he died for our sins to cleanse that sin so that we can be transparent, so that we can be God's children and we can talk to him. Because in the old days, like, you had to go through the priests and whatnot. But when Jesus died, we are able to have a one-on-one relationship with God. So Jesus rose to prove that he was the Son of God. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. So, everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. So when we put our trust in God, when we believe in him, we have a chance to eternal life. Eternal life where there's no sorrow, there's no death, there's no heartbreak. It's just happiness and everything. And so we have a chance to look at that when we trust in him alone, right? And Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So we are saved by grace through faith, not by good works. So God's had mercy, God had grace, and he forgave us. And we are able to become one because of that. And we cannot remove our good deeds. We cannot remove our sin. And so God sent his son so that he could take the glory. And then 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. When we trust in Jesus as our Savior, he exchanges our sin for our righteousness. So when God sees us, he sees the blood of Jesus. And when we sin and when we ask for forgiveness, he sees his blood, his son's blood, and he falls in love with us once again. And life with Jesus then starts now and it lasts forever. John 6:47 says, I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. Eternal life begins as soon as you believe in Jesus. So how cool is that? It's as easy as that. When you make Jesus the Lord of your life, as in he's the Lord over everything and you're transparent with him, there is a guarantee of having eternal life with him. You get to spend the rest of the days of your life with him. Okay, so we're going to learn the 6 verses when we share the gospel. Okay, so repeat with me, okay? All right, okay. So, know that the Lord is good. It is he who made us and we are his. Psalms 100 verse 3. So God created us to be with him. Okay, and then the second one says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So our sins separate, Romans 3:23. Our sins separate us from God. Okay. All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. So 64 verse 6. So from here we learn that even if we try and do good deeds, God doesn't view it as anything, right? So like, yeah. And then Romans 5 verse 8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Okay, so paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Okay. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. Okay. So I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Verse 28. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. So let's do that again. Okay. So know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us and we are his. Verse 3. God created us to be with him. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 23, our sins separate us from God. All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all of our righteous acts are like filthy rags. Isaiah 64, verse 6a. Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5, verse 8. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. Okay, guys. So now we're going to get handouts of the verses that we just said, right? And in your small groups, you can share the gospel in pairs using the words and the sentences as well as the verses that we just learned today. And then after that, you pray for each other to share the message. Okay. Okay, guys. All right, so guys, I hope you learned so much. And challenge for this week is that you master the word and that with what you've learned from last week and this week, that you have the courage to actually go out and share the gospel, not keep it to yourself. Yeah. Okay, so let's pray. Dear God, we just want to thank you for the time spent in your presence, and we just thank you for everything that we've learned. And God, we just want to bring this week that's coming up into your hands, and we just ask that it's each and every one of us does, that you give us the courage to actually seek out someone to share the good news with, that we will be able to speak out and reach out and plant seeds into other people, and that you take us through, and that we'll be back again next week Sunday. Just ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Okay, so next week, we'll be doing sharing our story part one. It's going to be awesome. Please, please come. All right, so you can now chill, play games, and socialize. All right. What's up?